Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It is a pleasure to have you here. We have a lot to talk about. We never have enough time. The fastest 3 hours in radio, I can guarantee you that. And some of the most listened to talk radio in its live time slot across the country right now. What a week. What a weekend. What a week. What a week. Not a weekend, a week. Wednesday saw me in beautiful LJ, Georgia, up in the mountains. I was up in the mountains watching Governor Deal, Georgia's Republican governor, sign. And then I have to say this because I kind of like this. You know, I was... The anti-gunners are calling the bill the Guns Everywhere Bill. Guns Everywhere Bill. And that's a scare tactic from them. So I'm going to take it from them because I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I like guns everywhere.
I do too.
So let's call it the Guns Everywhere Bill. I have no problem with that. Jerry Henry is the executive director of one of, and I got to tell you, we'll talk about the origins of the organization and why this is so important and how the group was modeled and why you in your state need to be a part of an organization like this. They exist. They're there. I met dozens of them this week in Indianapolis. Just got back today. But Jerry is the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, who worked very carefully with the National Rifle Association and state legislators in the state of Georgia here to craft the Guns Everywhere Bill, which is officially called what?
The Safe Carry Act.
The Safe Carry Act. What is New York's called? The Safe Act.
It's the Safe Act.
But what a difference.
Carry, but not carry.
No, what a difference.
Yes.
New York's Safe Act takes rights away from all of New York's law-abiding citizens.
That's correct.
Creates criminals where none existed before.
Right.
The Georgia what act?
Well, we kind of did it the other way.
Safe Carry Act.
Yeah, we kind of.
So we have a Safe Act here in the state of Georgia, and we have a Safe Act in New York, and they are two diametrically opposed pieces of legislation.
Right.
Let's talk about what the SAFE Act in Georgia does, the Safe Carry Act in Georgia does. What does it do?
Well, it does an awful lot of things. There's several things it does. It allows us to, well, for one thing, one of our goals was to have churches and bars treated like private property, which is what they are. They did that with bars, so you can carry into bars without any restrictions. Of course, the private property owner in any place in the state of Georgia has the right to refuse you.
Mm-hmm.
Churches, we wanted that. We got opt-in, where the church has to opt-in and say, it's okay, you can bring your firearm in here. But we also got it decriminalized to where if you go into a church that hasn't opted in, it's up to a $100 fine citation. It's a $100 fine max.
So it's not a misdemeanor charge.
It's a traffic ticket, basically.
Okay.
We have been able in Atlanta, the world's biggest airport, been able to carry our firearms into non-secure areas for about 4 years now because of the...
How many mass shootings have there been in the Atlanta airport since that time?
I'm going to have to think about that, but I believe it's zero.
Zero.
Yeah, yeah.
And not sure when we're... That zero, not in the sense of we're referring to Obama, but zero is in the number sense.
None.
There have been none.
None.
So law-abiding people don't commit...
They don't do that.
Right.
But the city of Atlanta legal department interpreted the law in 2010 that said that they could not prohibit us from carrying in the Atlanta airport, but other airports didn't, and the law did not specifically say that. So this codified into that you could carry into any airport in the state of Georgia.
Right.
It also, if you should go to the TSA with a firearm in your briefcase that you've forgotten, then you will be treated the way any other prohibited item with the TSA is treated, and that you will be given the opportunity to take that item out of the airport, get on your airplane,
You make a mistake with no criminal intent.
That's correct.
Now, I have given out many Bonehead of the Week awards to people who have made that stupid mistake. And ladies and gentlemen, don't make that mistake at Atlanta Airport or any airport for that matter. Don't know what you've got in your carry-on bag for crying out loud when you're flying. Okay, use your head. Don't be the bonehead of the week, because I will give you the bonehead of the week award. I'll tell you that. My good friend Ted Nugent's wife had an issue in Texas, and we did the same thing, because I know that Shemaine would have said the same thing. Okay, you get what it is. You don't make a mistake. Just don't make the mistake that she made and many, many other people have done. They're not a criminal. Nobody's is going on to what they've done is they forget the fact that they have the firearm because they're accustomed to carrying it. The general rule of thumb. Let's use this as a teaching moment.
Okay.
Don't carry your firearm in anything that you fly with, that you carry when you fly, unless it is your checked bag.
Right.
Okay? And let's face it, you're not carrying a suitcase around all day with you, right?
Right.
All right. But many people do carry backpacks. I do. I traveled to the convention in Indianapolis this weekend. I don't even worry about that because my guns never go in that travel bag, period.
Mine stays in my holster.
Thank you very much. And that's an effective teaching tool. Let's remind people not to be the bonehead.
Right.
Don't make that silly mistake.
Less of a bonehead now because in the past you would be arrested by the Clayton County Police.
Charged with a felony.
You would be, you might be charged with a felony. You would be charged with a civil fine from TSA, from the federal government. They would arrest you, confiscate your firearm, take you to Clayton County Jail, allow you to spend the night in the rat-infested jail over there, get up the next morning, make bail for about $2,500. Then you could go for $4,000 or $5,000, get a decent lawyer to help you, and you would wind up having to pay the fine of another $2,500. Normally, it's about the same thing as your bail is. Mm-hmm. So this will prohibit you from doing that, plus the fact that you missed your plane that you had to be on last night. Yeah,
this is not a journey you want to take, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't want to take it.
Either way, and you don't want to have – listen – You're going to be rushing through the airport. Yeah, it sounds great. Oh, if I make a mistake.
No.
It's not a free pass for you, okay? Guess what's going to happen if you have to remove yourself from the airport to go back out to your car at the Atlanta International Airport if you happen to be traveling here? You ain't getting on your flight. You're not going to be in any trouble, but you're going to feel pretty stupid.
Unless you're very early, you're correct.
So don't be that bonehead. Just don't do it. It's as simple as that. But it is in the bill.
It is in the bill. One of the things to do right now, we have to basically reapply for our license every 5 years. This takes away the fingerprinting requirement on renewals, which will cut the cost of the license in about half. Go back to about $35 that it should be.
Now, Indiana has the first of its kind in the nation, and I'm not aware of any other state that does it, but they have a lifetime concealed carry license. Right. Is this something that – the reason I'm asking you these questions is – I want to get to why this is important and has national implications. I was talking with Phil Van Cleve of the Virginia Citizens Defense League in Indianapolis yesterday. And they are every grad. I was speaking with Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms Association. I spoke to Indiana Rifle and Pistol. I spoke to Illinois Rifle and Pistol. I spoke to Iowa. I spoke to Cal Guns. I spoke to a number of different people. And these individuals are looking at this bill and watching what happened in Georgia to see what positive steps they can take now as they attempt to move similar bills, or piecemeal, piece by piece, through their respective state legislators and legislatures. And Phil Van Cleve at the Virginia Citizens Defense League had a lot of great things to say about this particular bill. And interestingly, what this does, the guns everywhere bill, the anti-gunners don't seem to understand this. Well, let's just take a swipe at them because we can. They don't do a lot of thinking. They do a lot of feeling. They act on emotion. They don't realize the facts, such as the one I'm about to give you, that you can clarify for me if I fudge one of the numbers. And that is, Georgia didn't break new ground here. It simply got itself in line with how many other states? 48?
Well,
45?
In some instances, it was 47. Others, it was one or two. But basically, everything that we passed is a law in some other state. We broke absolutely no new ground.
So guns everywhere came from what? It came from Bloomberg money.
Right.
This is why this was so important, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of where you are within earshot of my voice. Maybe you're in Hayes, Kansas, listening on our new affiliate. Maybe you're on our new affiliate, 92.1 FM, WDDQ in Valdosta, Georgia. Maybe you're out in California. Maybe you're in Seattle tuned in right now. This matters to you. This matters to you. So, hats off. I got to tell you, it was neat to go to the signing. It was a lot of fun to see.
Yeah.
And the mainstream media, go ahead.
And while the signing was going on, mothers against or moms demanding. Oh, the Evertown was being announced in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I believe they had about 80 people. We had somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 or 700 people at the signing. People from as far away as Tifton, and right. people who are not familiar. That's a good 4-hour drive.
Yeah, people wanted
there.
To see
and
this.
That's all he came up for was to be there, eat a little barbecue, and go home.
Eat a little barbecue and go mm-hmm. home. It was interesting. It was fun to see, and I was honored to be there.
And now nobody got shot there either.
Nobody got shot there, and there were hundreds of guns on most everybody's hip, and nobody had to wash the blood stains from their hands and their shirts. When we come back, we'll give you the reasons why it's important nationally. I was going there, thought we were going to run out of time, as we did, and that's because Michael Bloomberg was spending money down here. He wants to make you look like a fool. We'll discuss that when we come back, right after this. Filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. My voice is hanging in pretty good today, so I'm going to get a little bit riled up here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, some of the best radio is the radio that you don't hear. It's during the breaks, conversations with in-studio guests during the breaks. So I want to convey to you what we were talking about. And that will, I checked my phone. I said, I think I'm good. Because I'm not going to be able to respond to this without just upping it a couple decibels. I apologize for that. It's just going to happen because my last column in Concealed Carry Magazine, ladies and gentlemen, is titled, You Can't Fix Stupid. And I'm not afraid to call stupid stupid anymore.
Well, it's stupid not to.
It is stupid not to, right?
Yeah.
And stupid is as stupid does. Sean, you there?
Yeah.
You like talking about stupid. I know you do.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of it going around. This administration depends on a certain level of stupidity in order to enact its agenda.
That's what gives them the power.
It is giving them the power. And it's very sad to see the level of stupidity that we're seeing in this country today. And Valdosta, let me welcome you guys back over here, too. Some really fun stuff. WDDQ down there. Great to have you here. We're talking about, during the break, about Moms Demand Action for gun sense in America, right? Jerry, go ahead and tell us the story.
I saw a video today on that was put out by Shannon Watts. They're interviewing her.
She's the founder of Moms Demand Action.
She is the founder of Moms Demanding Action, and she had the audacity to say in the film that she was not against the Second Amendment. In fact, both her grandfathers served during World War II and were avid hunters.
Okay. Oh. First of all, what's her name? Shannon Watts.
Shannon Watts.
Okay, I knew that, but Shannon Watts. I don't like to say
it. I don't like to say it too much, but somebody's got to say it. I got to carry you here.
You know, I'm going to go here. This is just going to be a fun play on words. I can't help it. You hear the I support the Second Amendment, and then you know Shannon Watts has a big butt.
Right.
You got that?
Right.
There has to be the butt in there. And, yes, that was intended to sound like that. So I just have some fun with that. But as far as raising the voice, and I'm trying not to do that, but let me explain something to you, Shannon. The Second Amendment ain't about hunting. You understand that? The right of the people to hunt and bear. No, that's not what
that's
it says.
Not it.
The right of the people to hunt. A well-regulated hunter. Hunting and... You're a fool. You're a fool. You simply don't get it. Learn how to think, please. Learn how to think. Don't say those stupid things. People are listening to you. Stupid is as stupid does. And you and Bloomberg and the rest of the every towns will find out very soon what mainstream America thinks. You might want to convince Mayor Bloomberg to spend that money in a much, much, much wiser fashion. He could do so much good with that money, but instead he chooses to throw it away.
Oh, I'd have to say the same thing. One of the things they're going to find out is that they think they're grassroots, and they think they have passion. They don't know what grassroots is. They don't know what passion is. If you want to get somebody riled, like yourself or like me or like Dan sitting here, start talking about their Second Amendment rights and how you want to take them away and see what the level goes to in this room or in any other room.
And it will, and it does. It has on this show for many, many years. This is our fifth anniversary show today. And people said to me years ago, are you going to be able to talk about this topic? Please, are you kidding me? We need an extra hour and another 6 days. And we could easily go 4 hours.
And a lot of preparation because I can't read all the stuff that
is with the, unfortunately, it's not the Daily Show. So we have to move. You know, what happens is we look at these stories.
Right.
We get together on these stories throughout the week, and by Tuesday, what we saw on Monday is no longer relevant. There's something bigger up there.
Right.
And then Bloomberg makes a boneheaded comment. Let's talk about a bonehead real quick. I want to go to why this is important nationally first, though. Then I'll talk about the boneheaded comment from Chicago's police superintendent. Now, this guy is – I don't know how he stands up in front of a camera. I mean, he might as well just open his fly and stand there. I mean, this guy's just – the reason I say that is
probably
at some point in time, you've got to start feeling embarrassed, okay, homie? Come on, work with me here, Mr. Police Superintendent. I'll tell you what I'm talking about
probably
in just a moment.
Probably make more sense if he did that.
It probably would. The fact of the matter is, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Are we getting out of control,
yeah,
Sean?
All right, Howard. National implications to the bill. I got to go to the police chief. We'll go back to the national implications later. I can't help it. This guy stands up to talk about. He's addressing the media with Rahm Emanuel standing behind him. These two are just they're freaking frack.
Right.
Okay. The Pinocchio media. I'll start to call them. Maybe these guys can't tell the truth in a story, nor can these two. Chief McCarthy, I guess his name is, or superintendent, whatever they call him up there in Chicago. He was asked at a press conference about the level of violence, another 70-some ridiculous amount of people killed in Chicago.
Right.
And he stands up and he looks at the camera and he says, what we need here as the chief of police. This is the chief of police.
Right.
What we need here is more gun control. We need additional measures. He says, I'm paraphrasing right now. Basically what he said was we need more gun control in the city of Chicago. Right. And Rahm Emanuel, of course, this dope, doubled down and agreed with him. And I cringed for this man. I cringed for this man. How can you stand in front of a camera and embarrass yourself to this degree? And but again, this is the liberal playbook. Blame everybody else.
Right.
The buck has to stop somewhere. You are the chief of police. You are failing. You are not doing your job. Don't blame the mayor. Don't blame Indiana's gun laws, which you've done.
Right. Oh, they blame Georgia's too.
They blame Georgia.
Yeah.
It borders Georgia, Illinois.
Yeah, well,
borders Georgia.
But it's all the guns that people
come down here and buy illegally.
And take them back.
Yeah, okay, all the straw purchases at Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The fact of the matter is, this man needs to take responsibility for it, and he won't. Let me tell you something, Mr. Chief. You're fired. You should be fired. I don't know how you stand in front of a camera and embarrass yourself. Here's why. Guns are illegal in the city of Chicago. They have been.
Sure is.
Yeah, they're.
Yep.
You can't carry it. Now.
And there's not a gun store. It's illegal to have a gun store.
No, there's not
the strictest gun control,
exactly.
Mr. Police, Superintendent, whatever you call yourself. The strictest gun laws. Listen, even liberal dopes are laughing at you at this point in time. Because the whole country knows this has nothing to do with law-abiding citizens and guns. It has to do with the fact that you can't control the crack addict, drug dealers, gangbangers, and, let's go ahead and say this because it's true, scumbags in your city. Yes, there are evil, dirty scumbags among us. Oh, I know. Can't we all just get along? What's wrong with everybody having health care? Can't we all just get along? Hey, let me educate you, Mr. Police Chief. No! We can't all just get along. Some people don't like other people. And trying to understand their feelings isn't going to cut it. You're fired. You're failed. You can't do your job. You're ineffective. Leave. You're an embarrassment. We'll be back after this.
My house. Where are you guys? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida to those crab-fishing vessels of Alaska. We know they're listening on those vessels. Welcome back to the program. That includes all parts in between, including parts unknown that are tuned into the show today as well. Joining me in the studio, Jerry Henry, Executive Director of Georgia Carry, who just did remarkable work on a bill, the Guns Everywhere bill, that has now been signed into law. I had the honor of being there with the governor when he signed the bill. It's fantastic, along with several hundred other informed, grassroots activists. No AstroTurf involved here.
That's correct.
These are people that get involved. And if you were there, thank you. And whatever state you're in, if you're involved with your grassroots organizations, thank you. We're being joined right now by one of the best in the business. He is Armed American Radio's regular contributor and the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan, you're in Indianapolis. Welcome back to the show. Ran into you yesterday at NRA.
Yeah, it was great running into you, Mark. I actually ran into you twice. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we ran into each other at dinner, and we hadn't discussed that earlier, and I walked into the lobby of St. Elmo's restaurant, fantastic restaurant in downtown Indianapolis, and there he was celebrating what, Alan? We have to do this on national radio.
Yeah, Julianne over there celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary. What a way to do it at the NRA convention.
Yeah, the timing was great, wasn't it? Congratulations on that. And, Alan, I want to let you know that you're also participating on Armed American Radio. This show right now, 5 years ago yesterday, came to the airwaves, and in 4 short months from its inception, went from 1 hour to 5 hours. Or, I'm sorry, 1 hour to 3 hours in 5 years. And it is our fifth-year anniversary today. So welcome to the anniversary show.
Congratulations, but it's sure been a fast 5 years, hasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, we were joking about it. The other people said, can you really talk about this topic all the time? Please.
I just want to filibuster for a second and really thank Georgia Carey for all the work they did in Georgia. I mean, that was monumental and great grassroots action, and all of us at the Second Amendment Foundation just want to salute you.
Well, thank you very much. That could not come from a greater source than you. I really appreciate you saying that, and our members are what did it.
Your members made us all proud all across the country.
Well, that's good, because we're really proud of them.
Alan, we're trying to convey to people, you know, why does the Georgia, and I'm taking up their name, Alan. You know, the anti-gunners are calling it the Guns Everywhere Bill. I'm embracing that because I like the way it sounds.
That's good.
So I'm going to keep it. It's our Guns Everywhere Bill. And why is it important? Why is it our Guns Everywhere Bill in Iowa? And it's our Guns Everywhere Bill in Seattle and Washington and everywhere else up where you're at in that beautiful state? Because this has the ability to affect legislative processes state after state after state, doesn't it?
It not only does it, I think it definitely will. I think, quite frankly, it started a barn fire that's going to burn all across the country, and we're going to see similar legislation all across America. And I'm really, really happy about that, and we all owe Georgia Carey our debt of gratitude.
Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. Now, let's shift gears here for just a second.
Let me say one thing before then. If there's any way that we can help you or any of the organizations, all you have to do is let me know. My contact information is on our website, and we'd be more than happy to work with you any way we can.
Well, what I'd love you to do is contact me privately at the office, because we'd love to have you speak at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago this year, last full weekend in September, because I think what you guys did in Georgia needs to be talked about. And project it to every grassroots group in the country so they can take it home with them and make it happen in their states.
You know what? He just looked at me and went, oh, no, what did I do? But you see, here's what's funny about that. I was joking, Alan, in the last hour that if he wasn't media savvy yesterday, he sure is today, because he's been on every – you were just in the CNN building today. Give us the rundown of Alan, of how important this bill is across the nation and around the world. Who have you been dealing with?
Well, Wednesday we did a local in Atlanta, and then we did Al Jazeera English, which was transmitted to London, England, and all over Europe. Then Saturday morning, I think I did something else Friday night. My wife would have to tell you, I'm getting tired of remembering all these. But Saturday morning, bright and early, I was on Al Jazeera America. Then after that, I went to CNN Center, was on CNN. Then after that, we were on HLN News. And then today, we were on Headline, on CNN with Don Lemon. So just the last couple of days have been just hectic. And the number of phone interviews, radio interviews, et cetera, it is hard to believe that there's nothing else going on in the world besides our bill.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really great, though, to see the gun rights movement being on offense rather than playing defense.
Yeah, and I love agree. It. There you go. Great perspective. That's absolutely
and
correct.
And I will, if you'll get me your number, I will certainly call you. And my look on my face was more surprise than anything else. I'm certainly not scared to go up there.
But
I am surprised and very honored that you would think of that.
Well, we definitely would love to have you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and you have the invitation, and we'll hook up about it.
Okay.
Alan, let's switch gears here. We have you and I talked yesterday on the floor of the NRA Convention Center, and I followed through with you as I promised you I would. I followed through. I said my little prayer last night, and I'm going to say it again today. We have some news here coming up. What are we looking forward to this week?
Well, we're looking for hopefully something really, really big tomorrow, on Monday morning, when the Supreme Court announces their next round of cases they're going to take in the October term. In Supreme Court, and we're hoping that our Gray case, our challenge to New Jersey's justifiable need, so-called concealed carry system, will be taken up by the Supreme Court tomorrow. So we're all on pins and needles and keep saying those prayers. We'll know tomorrow, hopefully.
All right. Tell us why this is important. I want new listeners across the country to understand what this Drake case means and why it is so vitally important to everybody in the nation.
Well, we don't have anything from the Supreme Court saying that we have a so-called right to carry. I mean, right now the anti-gunners and anti-gun judges are saying, well, the Heller decision and the McDonald decision, you know, well, they're great, but they only mean you can have a gun in your own home. There really is no constitutional protection outside your home. This would extend that, obviously, way beyond your home at the Supreme Court level and would really make some states revamp their concealed carry laws. So even they may not be going to what we'd love to have a full, you know, shall issue system, but it would surely be a shall issue system. We may be able to have some dings in it where you have to have some training and some other things that go beyond the norm that we should have to jump, we should have to jump through. But it would shut down some of the anti-gun, anti-carry laws in a number of states across the country, and it would be the final, I think, nail in the coffin of the anti-gun movement.
Yeah, this is a big case, ladies and gentlemen. If the Supreme Court takes this case, you feel very comfortable about it if they take it. You feel comfortable about the outcome. We've discussed it on the show before. How are you feeling about it?
Well, let's be honest about it. If they take the case, I'll be on more pins and needles and losing more sleep, because obviously taking it is one thing, winning it is still another.
Right.
But, you know, my feeling is there are four judges probably on the court whose votes we can't get for anything. So we have to be able to get the same five judges we got in Heller and McDonald. And you just never know, but just keep saying the prayers. And the first one starts with them taking the case, and then we have to argue the case and win it.
Alan, how sad is it that there are four judges that you already know you can't sway? How sad is that?
Well, I guess what's really sad about it is not that there's four judges that, you know, that we cannot count on at all, but it's their reasoning and their logic and how they do it. I mean, you don't even get a fair hearing. I mean, the comments they make, the opinions they write are so from another planet that they just don't make any sense. And so, I mean, but you never know. You know, this time we could break one of them off. I mean, it could happen.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. We have had one Obama appointment in Illinois on the federal court knock down the so-called ban on gun stores in the city of Chicago.
That's right.
And so every now and then you do get, you know, one of these liberal Democrat judges that will break our way. Now that that judge broke our way, maybe it sends a signal that more of them can feel free to break our way.
Well, you know, if the recent 6-2 affirmative action is any indication too, it is possible. I mean, that was a shock to a lot of people as well, on that 6-2, the way the judges came down. When we come back, we'll be talking again with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American Radio's great contributor. And we'll be talking also with Jerry Henry here in the studio, more about your gun rights, period, not just gun rights, but freedom, because your gun rights represent freedom in America. And believe me, it's under vicious attack. I probably don't have to tell you that. I'm Mark Walters. Armed American Radio fills your prescription for freedom when we come back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters. You know what? You can come down to Tampa and meet me May 16th, 17th, and 18th. I'll be speaking at and working with the USCCA at the USCCA instructor course down there at the Grand Hyatt. Head over to USCCAinstructors.com to sign up and find out more information. Hope to see you down there. Welcome back to the program. Alan Gottlieb, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend, regular contributor to Armed American Radio. You're still in Indy, right?
Still in Indianapolis, yeah, at the NRA convention. It was amazing, Mark, how many people would come by and say, hey, I heard you on Mark Walters' Armed American Radio show. I mean, it was like every 2 minutes somebody would say that they listened to you.
Isn't that great? I got to tell you, the presence of the show, since with all of the growth, Alan, has been enormous, and I can't thank those of you who came by and saw us and stopped and saw Alan and stopped and saw Crossbreed Holsters and USCCA. It was humbling to say the least. But you know what that does, Alan? I think that speaks volumes to the direction, the importance of grassroots activism, right?
Oh, yeah. We don't win without the grassroots. And, you know, shows like yours really do a lot to tie up and unify the grassroots across the country and give them a voice as well. And, you know, and it really showed. And you can see it at the NRA convention. I mean, the show is having an impact.
Well, it did, and I appreciate those comments, and you did mention that yesterday, and that's all good to hear. It does make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you because it's you that are listening to the program and helping us grow. In fact, new WDDQ, new affiliate down in Valdosta, Georgia, tuned in today on the Armed American Radio Network. It's great to have you joining the family as well. Alan, let's talk quickly about the GRPC, the Gun Rights Policy Conference. When we talk about grassroots, you do this every year. During the break, I was getting ready to tell a story. You had asked Jerry to speak at the event in September. I was a speaker. I couldn't get there last year because of another conflict in the travel schedule, but I spoke at the one previous to that, actually in Chicago. And I want to tell this story because I had about a 10 to 15 minute speech written up, and when I got up to the podium, I threw it away. And I looked out at everybody, and the first words that came out of my mouth were, wow, look at this. When you hear the mainstream media talk about the gun lobby, Alan, I was looking at the gun lobby, and I said, you are the gun lobby. The gun lobby is in this room. That's what the GRPC is, isn't it?
It sure is. And what's really great, I remember you doing that, but also, if you remember, when you looked down the room, how diverse the audience was.
Right.
I mean, this is not a monolithic movement by any stretch of the imagination. And it was just, it was really great. And we're going back again to Chicago. This time, Bix went around Chicago's nose and Illinois' nose and all our victories. we're going back to celebrate. Our theme is celebrate freedom.
You mean we're going to gloat just a tad bit this time, Alan?
Not only are we going to gloat, but this time there are going to be actually people in the room who are licensed to carry, which is just a giant victory because that wasn't the case in Illinois when we were there last time.
Who would have thought that?
Right, Mark, if we can do it in Illinois, we can do it anywhere.
Anywhere. You're absolutely correct about that. I have apologized. I used to tell people, in Illinois, it's hopeless move. The Daily Machine, it's just not going to happen. 3 short years later, who would have thunk it? Alan Gottlieb, right from you, if we can do it in Illinois, we can do it anywhere. Profound statement, very true.
Yeah, and quite frankly, it's extra pleasing to be able to do it in Barack Obama's home state. Yeah,
isn't it? Now, one of my favorite pictures of you, and I have a bunch of them, is the one of you holding up the check for how much money signed by Rahm Emanuel?
$399,000.
Ouch, Rahm! Ouch. You know that hurts because those liberal Democrats think that money's theirs.
Well, actually, it's taxpayers' dollars, so I don't think he really cared about the money. But I think what he cared about was he had to sign the check, and it was made out to the Second Amendment Foundation.
Yeah.
I'm sure that did not suit well with him at all.
That's called a rememberable moment.
And now, Shanto, I understand you're going to be at the conference in September. Alan, tell us about the conference. Well, let's get the word out now so people can start planning.
Sure. Well, it's the last full weekend in September. You can go to the Second Amendment Foundation's website at saf.org and register online. It's totally free. And it's, it starts Friday evening at a reception all day Saturday, as reception Saturday night, and half a day on Sunday. And this time it's a little extra special because, as you're aware, Otis McDonald from our famous McDonald versus Chicago case, it was so important to the Supreme Court. Otis just passed away, and we're going to do some special stuff in honor of Otis at the conference.
Nobody could be more deserving of that honor than Otis McDonald, and I had the opportunity to meet him and talk with him and get to know him, and he was a very, very special, selfless,
man. And of course, with the November elections, the midterm elections coming up just a few short weeks after our conference at the end of September, it's going to be very, very important to take a look at the lay of the political landscape on where we can have our victories and pick off some of the anti-gun members of the House and Senate and various state legislators around the country. So the emphasis on the elections will be pretty heavy as well.
Yeah, of course, we'll have recent polling data at that time as we come closer and closer and closer to November. It's a great time to have that conference, and as you said, a great time to have it in Chicago. Fun stuff there, I got to tell you. Let's switch back over to the NRA. You're still in Indianapolis. What were your thoughts as you stood there at your booth all day and literally, who did you see on that floor? Tell us the walks of life that walked by and talked to you.
Well, again, it was very diverse. It was, people from all across the country, all across different racial, ethnic backgrounds, men, women, a lot of people. What I was impressed about most was that our people have not gone to sleep. Last year was a heavy attack on our rights, nationally in Congress, and, that's dissipated a bit. But our people are not going to sleep. Our people are energized, excited, and can't wait for the election cycle, and are out there, working day and night to change the face of the assault against us, change it in our direction, put us back on the offense rather than playing defense. And I was really, really, really happy about comments, the people, and the energy level.
Michael Bloomberg, I have to ask you this. He's in the news now for the column that appeared in the New York Times last week. And his just absolutely egotistical, narcissistic, I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to stop for an interview with God. I've earned my place. It's not even close. Are you afraid of Michael Bloomberg's $50 million pledged dollars?
I am in some places, like my home state of Washington, where they're pushing an anti-gun ballot measure that has a very good chance of winning because of the money that Michael Bloomberg is pouring into it. Overall, I think over time, this money isn't going to mean that much because he doesn't have the numbers, the grassroots, the enthusiasm, you know, that we've got on our side. So I think, quite frankly, he isn't going to long-term be able to win. He's repackaging a lot of the same old arguments and the same old groups with his money. I don't think when you're trying to take people's rights and freedoms away, that quite frankly, money is all that important. There's a really good article that ran this week in Commentary Magazine saying maybe Michael Bloomberg might be the NRA's best friend because all he's going to do is make the NRA double in its size. I sure hope that's true.
You know, you made the comment that when we were talking on the show several months ago about Piers Morgan, and you said, you know, you loved going on there because you watched the reaction after you appeared on the show, and he was probably your best fundraiser, right? I have a feeling that Michael Bloomberg is going to be that Piers Morgan for the NRA. I'm pretty sure about that myself.
I think there's a really good chance of that. I mean, you know, going on Piers Morgan's show is not exactly a lot of fun, and, you know, it's quite frankly taking a lot of arrows. But the truth of the matter is the way he treats you, and he's so obnoxious that we'd get off the show and our membership numbers would go up. People would be going to our website at saf.org and joining and donating money. I mean, it turns out when our people see you really being attacked, that's when they get excited. Our constituency tends to do better when they're on defense than when they're on offense, unfortunately, because I'd rather be on offense. But when you attack us, our people come out of the ground.
And they definitely do. Alan Gottlieb, thank you for joining us from Indianapolis on Armed American Radio. We'll talk with you in the next week or two. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you this every week. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Join the Second Amendment Foundation and Alan's fantastic group at saf.org. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.